Your business exists because you had the idea to start it. Everything begins in our minds. That's why your business results cannot outgrow your current level of thinking. Do you want to serve more clients, make more money, without working more or burning yourself out? Grow yourself first as a leader of your business, because that's who you are, a leader, even if you're the only person in your business right now. When you lead yourself first, the business results will always follow. My name is Maggie Perrotin. I'm an international business and leadership coach, an expert in business mindset, strategy, and high performance. I created the Diamond Effect podcast to help you elevate your thinking, expand your perspective, and through it, grow your business without overwhelm. So let's get started. Welcome to this week's Motivational Monday. This episode is all about journaling. I love journaling. I actually have my own journal that I created with the help of some fantastic, talented designer, Susie. And I give that journal to my clients to establish some great high performance and mindset hygiene habits. And we'll talk about it in the episodes down the line. But also, you know, to give them some homework from time to time to journal. And there are many ways to journal. You can, of course, do kind of diary type of journaling and write whatever happens on the day or the week. You can do it weekly. You can do a thought dump of things when you have a lot of things going on in your mind. You can just do a thought dump and then kind of analyze those thoughts and so on. There's tools and exercises to do that. And there is also more structured journaling, so more prompted journaling that can, through questions, can help you overcome mindset obstacles that you might have every day or every week while growing your business. But today I wanted to talk about the benefits of journaling. And those of you who might not be journaling yet, I want to encourage you to give it a try. And I will give you maybe one prompt at the end of this episode to start. But let's talk about the benefits. The benefits I've seen for myself and I've seen for my clients. And one digression I want to make is that I haven't journaled always, right? I've journaled a little bit when I was a teenager, and then I stopped for many, many years. And then I started again once I started my business. And I've seen tremendous, tremendous benefits for me from this kind of habit. So the first of all is that when you journal, it can definitely help redirect your negative brain into more intentional thinking. It helps you analyze the thoughts that you have in your mind, but then also, you know, realize that a lot of them are not true. A lot of them are just stories that we tell ourselves, and redirect the thoughts to something more empowering, more positive, something that actually helps you run a business and not sabotages you. Another thought is that really I've noticed that it increases my joy and happiness every day. And especially that's gratitude practice. So when I write down a few things that I'm grateful for every day, that gratitude stays with me till the next day. I usually do that particular exercise in the evening, but even if you do it in the morning, you feel much better. We cannot be resentful or sad and grateful at the same time. It also increases productivity. Excuse me. So the one exercise that I have, or the one habit that I teach my clients, is sort of a weekly planning in the journal or pre-planning. And even if you don't have the system, and even if you just write down the things and plan them out for the week or plan them out just for the day ahead of you, if you get into the day knowing what you're going to do, you will be more productive. You will accomplish more. You'll feel less stressed. You'll feel less overwhelmed. So highly recommend that one. And another one you actually get more creative. You can create solutions in your business because journaling makes you pause and creates a space for your brain to think. And when you give your brain time to think, it will come up with solutions that you can come up with when you're busy, you know, doing your day to day, maybe marketing your business, doing lives, creating, servicing your clients, and, you know, taking care of your family or whatever the case might be. The fifth benefit of journaling is it does reduce stress and overwhelm, not only in your business, but in your life as well. Again, doing a thought dump of all those thoughts that are maybe tangled in your brain already releases tension. But doing a regular analysis of your thoughts and redirection can help tremendously with stress reduction and, you know, feeling joy actually while you are running the business. So if you haven't journaled yet at all, my little prompt for you is to take this week and every day do two exercises. One, write down 5 things you're grateful for that day or the day before, depending on when you do it. And then the second one, find 3 things in yourself, in what you've done that day that you're proud of. Because I find that it's much easier to be grateful for things, especially if they're external things, grateful for our kids or to our husband or to other things, for health. And it's much harder to be proud of ourselves. So that second exercise can be more challenging, but it's also more rewarding. So here you go. Happy Monday, have a fantastic week, and I would love to hear from you how those exercises help you. See you in the next episode. Bye. Thank you for listening today. If this podcast resonated with you, please come back. Also, you can leave a review on whatever platform you're listening. And if you have a suggestion, question, or a topic you would like me to talk about, let's get in touch via email. Email me at maggie@stairwaytoleadership.com. See you in the next episode.